At last count, there were more than 44,000 people living on the streets of Los Angeles County, a jump of 12% from just a couple of years ago. And that number is growing. Well, more than half are in the city of Los Angeles. And now the city and county are attempting to stem the rise in homelessness through several courses of action. Here now to talk about how the city and county are responding to the problem, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
How did LA's homeless population, how did the crisis get this bad, and why is this happening?
Well, first of all, we have to say that we think those numbers are probably undercounted.
How many
people are out on the streets, because a lot of people are in vehicles or just hidden away and are not available to be counted, or not easily counted. I got to tell you, I started covering the homeless as a journalist 30 years ago, and a lot of the things being said now were being said then. It was a crisis then, and it's a crisis now. I think what's most cited these days for the, you know, what's happening today and you're seeing encampments all over the city is partly the high cost of renting a place to live in Los Angeles. It's really, really a big difference from what it was even 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. And also, we just came out of a big recession. The recession, you know, a lot of people have recovered from the recession, but a lot of people haven't. So you have all these people on the streets who kind of fell out of the system during the recession, and also the rents are just really, really high here.
I remember working at Marketplace years ago when I would and I would go in the middle of the night. That was part of my job, and sometimes the ramps would be closed. I would take downtown streets to get to Marketplace and would go through Skid Row. And then last weekend, I was in the area as well, and I can tell you what I saw over the weekend as opposed to 3, 4, 5 years ago. Exponentially worse.
Yes, I was in many parts of Skid Row in the downtown area over the weekend as well. And sure, it's very visible. In fact, there's an encampment about a block from City Hall over the Santa Ana Freeway there. And it's just something everyone's talking about in Los Angeles. You can't get away from it.
The county and the city are trying to do something about it. I know the state, even lawmakers, are trying to devote billions of dollars toward the issue of homelessness and getting people housing. But this is also a mental health issue and an addiction issue as well.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, everybody who deals with the homeless and trying to fix things talks about how complicated the issue is. It's not as simple as that Ronald Reagan closed the mental hospitals 40 years ago or that rents are too high. So right now, the politicians have decided that pushing to build permanent housing is the way to go, and they're talking about finding the money to build thousands of units of housing, and that is certainly one approach. You know, it's been talked about over the 30 years. There's indications that this is more serious than other efforts, so I guess that is progress in that sense.
I know so far this year the Bureau of Sanitation has cleared many, many dozens of homeless camps, and officials say they're doing this to protect people who live near flood channels, right, you know, in those areas. But at the same time, the county's emergency shelters, I think, are at a very low capacity. Something like 5% is what's been reported. How can local leaders make these shelters more attractive or easier to access if they're being underutilized?
Well, that shows the complexity. One, people on the streets have to know about them. One, they have to wait to get there. They don't have cars. They don't have bus passes. They don't have the money to pay for bus. They're certainly not taking Uber or Lyft. These shelters are not always where people can get to them. I know here on the west side, it's very difficult for people to go and get across town to the one shelter that's open. So that's part of the complexity here, is you have to put the shelters where people can use them, and you make sure the people who are out on the streets, many of them addicts, or many of them just sick, or many of them not fully in control of their emotions, know where these shelters are and know that they can go there.
So again, I'll ask the question, I mean, what is it that city and county leaders can do to really get into the trenches, to really get a hold of this problem?
Well, you know, Steve Lopez, the LA Times columnist, has street credibility on this. He's been writing about, remember, his friend Nathaniel for many years.
That's right.
He is a devoted and dedicated observer of what's going on with the homeless. And he, in a column over the weekend, embraced an outreach program that the city is trying, where they actually send people out on the streets to intervene with people where they are on the sidewalks. And he says it's doing a great job. And so that certainly sounds promising.
And he talks about the success stories, the people who are out there who used to be on the streets who are helping the people who are now on the streets.
Yes.
It certainly is a heartbreaking story, one that we're going to continue to watch. Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.